This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Mize back here at the pit in Gillespie. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios. The first of four regional semifinals tonight here on WSMI FM 106. Hillsboro on the road, orange uniforms tonight. Toppers in black lettering across the front with the black numerals. For Breeze Modern Day, they are in the home white uniforms. The Columbia blue with the trim. Modern Day in that Columbia blue lettering across the front of the home whites. It'll be Zerline and Matouche to jump, and this regional semifinal here at the pit is just about set to roll, and here we go. The tap is controlled by Modern Day, and they will get it to start. Your officials, Rick Toll, Torrey Points, and Roland Barton. Out on the left wing with Zerline. Zerline across the floor into the hands of Napovanis. In the left corner to his Zerline. Skips it right back to Napovanis. On the right wing with Shadig. Skip pass, open three, Goble. Missed it, and the rebound down to Jace Teakin. Here comes Jace into the front court for the Toppers. Modern Day sets up in their half court man-to-man defense as Jace handles out near midcourt. Picks up the bounce now, finds Andre at the left elbow. Nick will turn, face, pivots around, fades, and too strong with the shot from about 8 feet, and the rebound down to Modern Day and Caleb Zerline. Here comes Zerline, leaves it on the baseline. Dribble drive, Napovanis kicks it back. Now they swing it left side. On the baseline it goes to Zerline. Caleb Zerline, skip pass in the right corner now with Shadig. Back into the hands of Napovanis. He leaves it left wing. Hackey for three, rimmed it out, no good. Offensive rebound, Napovanis. He came flying in out of nowhere and just took it right away from Nick Andre. Here's full court pressure now from Modern Day. Of course, the Modern Day girls won a regional here at Gillespie a couple of weeks ago before they fell to Pleasant Plains in the sectional final at Gillespie. And of course, Plains, they're on the way to Redbird Arena this weekend. Good luck to the Plains Cardinals in the state semifinals on Friday. Here's Matouche at the foul line. Pivots around, nowhere to go, leaves it back now for Nick Andre. Andre gets a screen from Vogel, works right side. Andre crosses over at the foul line, dumps it off for Dylan Smale. Smale now backs his way to the free throw line, leaves for Matouche. Gavin, dribble drive. That pass is kicked out of there by Goble. It'll stay with the Toppers, 6-12 for the opening quarter. Modern Day leading 2-0. Breeze Central and Carthenville next. There was Modern Day fans that rolled into the gym at 4:42 this afternoon. That pass is tipped and stolen. First turnover by the Toppers. Here comes Napovanis. He will fire for three. Yes. Zach Napovanis knocks down the three ball, and it's 5-0 Modern Day. Now a steal taken away by Shadig. He attacks, counted, and the foul through the Teakin contact. 7-0 Modern Day, and a free throw coming for the old-fashioned three. But I'd heard about the Modern Day fans and how they travel, and at 4:42, they started their trek into the gym. Joe Vanzo needs a timeout. 5:54 for the opening quarter. Modern Day off to a 7-0 start over Hillsboro. Back to the pit in Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. The free throw for Shattuck, good. 8-0 Modern Day, full court pressure. Toppers break. Here's Andre, got too far under the backboard. His shot goes off the rubber. And a lead pass to Shadig. Layup, he missed it. And the rebound down to Teakin. Tried to use the right hand from the left side and missed the layup. Here comes Gavin Matouche. Bounce pass to Andre. Nick attacks, and he is fouled, and he'll get free throws. As Zerline wound up on his backside, Andre helps him to his feet. First team foul on Modern Day. It'll send Nick Andre to the free throw line as they will call Hackey with the personal. The 6'1 senior, Nick Andre, free throw is no good. Hillsboro didn't miss a foul shot in their quarterfinal win over Gillespie, went 17 of 17. Missed their first attempt here tonight. Second toss, good. Nick gets one out of two. And Hillsboro's on the board at the 5:30 mark of quarter number one. 8-1 Modern Day. Here's Napovanis. Leaves it off for Shadig. He brings it back towards midcourt, looks back into the backcourt towards the Modern Day bench to get the play call. Dribble handoff with Napovanis. He wants to go back door. That was cut off, and he drug his pivot foot. First turnover on Breeze Modern Day. Four of their five losses came to schools from Missouri. Only Illinois lost to perennial power Nashville. Here is Smale. Bad pass, stolen easily, stepping right into the passing lane, Grant Goble. Now Shadig on the attack, rejected by Andre, saved underneath by Hackey, and then on the attack, Modern Day loses it as Goble has it go through his hands. Second turnover on the Knights. South Central versus Breeze here tonight at Gillespie. Hillsborough throws it away. Nope, it was tipped out of there by Zerline, so it'll stay with Hillsborough in the backcourt. Zerline at 6'6", and he is a lanky 6'6". Into the hands of Tekin in the backcourt. Probing and looking. Bounce pass, sideline, Smail, middle of the floor to Vogel. Drake, hesitation, forces it up. No. Offensive rebound tipped around. Matouche had it. Zerline dies for it. He'll be the last to touch out of bounds, and it'll stay with Hillsborough. 4:43 for quarter number one. 8-1, Modern Day with the lead. Vogel to throw it in for the Toppers in the road orange uniforms tonight. Off to Matouche. Here's Gavin. Tries to go back door to Tekin. Knocked away, but goes right to Vogel. Here comes Gavin. Stripped, and he traveled. Yep. Got a little extra step and a half in there after that ball was momentarily jarred loose. You know, I told you Hillsborough is just 3-36 all time against Breeze Modern Day. If you remember when they played Nokomis, they entered there just 2-23, and they almost won that night in Nokomis. So it can be done, potentially. But a big uphill battle here tonight. On the right wing with Goble. On the baseline, they leave it now for Hackey. In the corner with Zerline. On the block now to Hackey. He spins middle, forces it up, and knocks it down. Mitchell Hackey has his first bucket, and that makes it 10-1 Modern Day. Here come the Toppers against the full court pressure. Vogel tries to feed the post down to Matouche. Gavin makes the catch on the right block, leaves for Andre. Long two for Nick, off the heel too strong. And the rebound down to Modern Day, and a foul on the Toppers coming out. Second team foul on Hillsborough, and they will get Matouche with his first personal. Toppers back into their half-court man-to-man defense here as Zach Napovanis will bring it across the timeline. Met there by Vogel as Napovanis on the bounce. Gets a screen from Hackey. Top of the key, reverses field back now to the right wing. Hand off to Zerline. Thinking about a deep, deep three. Instead, top of the key to Shadig. He'll take the triple. Off the mark, no good. Rebound down to Matouche. Here come the Toppers. Smail quickly into the front court, finds Gavin. Little head fake, but he shuffled his feet, making that pump fake. Fifth Hillsborough turnover. Breeze Modern Day leading the Toppers 10-1, 3:20 for the opening quarter of play. Nokomis and Macon Meridian coming up next live here on FM 106 from Macon Meridian in that regional semifinal in Class 1A. And of course, at this point, any game could be Steve Kimbrough's last game. Foul on the Toppers, their third. They'll get Vogel with his first. At the free throw line, Zach Napovanis. Free throw is no good. This can be a different gymnasium to shoot in if you're not used to it. Big open space behind that south rim on the other end of the floor there. Free throw good. 1 out of 2 for Napovanis. He has 4 in the quarter. It's 11-1 Modern Day. 3:10, opening quarter of play. Here is Andre. Lead pass to Matouche against the pressure. Gavin left hand rattles down for Gavin Matouche. Went around the world twice before it went down. 3 minutes, first quarter. Here's a turnover by Modern Day. Smail on the attack. Leaves it for Tekin. Three. Yes, Jace Tekin buries the three ball. And just like that, Hillsborough in a little spurt. It's 11-6 Modern Day. Clock running 2:40, first quarter. Here come the Knights into the front court. Between the circles with Hackey. Leaves it back for Shadig. On the bounce out near midcourt between the timeline and the volleyball spike line. On the right wing with Goble. Down on the block, Hackey spins middle. Yes, for Hackey. Four for Mitchell Hackey. 2:15 for the opening quarter. Here comes Andre on the attack. Underhand shovel, Matouche off the window. It's good for Gavin Matouche. He has four. Topper starting to break the pressure a little bit here. 13-8 Modern Day with 2 minutes for the opening quarter. Here's Hackey. Leaves it. Shadig wants a three. Yes. Jacob Shadig buries the left corner triple. He has six in the quarter. 16-8. Modern Day doubling up Hillsborough. 105 seconds for quarter number one. Here's Tekin on the left wing. Jace Tekin brings it back between the circles. Leaves it off for Matouche. Gavin Matouche at the foul line. Andre with the catch. Double teamed there. Stripped from behind. Taken away by Shadig. Down the middle of the lane. Finger roll. Missed it. Offensive putback good for Caleb Zerline. He has four. And it's 20-8. Modern Day. 80 seconds for the first quarter. Scoreboard says 18-8. Modern Day, 70 seconds. Topper's trying to go back door. Turnover number seven of the quarter. On the attack, Hackey coast to coast with the finger roll. Six for Mitchell Hackey, and Joe Vanzo needs a timeout. 65 seconds for the first quarter. Modern Day leading Hillsborough 20-8. We're back to the pit in Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at the pit in Gillespie. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios. The first of four regional games tonight. Nokomis, Macon, Meridian coming up next. That will be live at 7:30. We'll have the Carletonville Breeze Central broadcast at 9, the Lincolnwood Bunker Hill broadcast up at 10:30 tonight, right here on FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. Here comes Matouche on the baseline, kicks it out to Tekin. Jace for three, missed that one off the left side, and the rebound down to Modern Day. Into the hands of the 6'5 junior Mitchell Hackey. Lead pass for Tanner Gertis, who's checked in. Gertis is return pass to Hackey, deflected out, and it'll stay with Modern Day. 45.8 seconds for the opening quarter. They actually called a foul on that Hackey catch. They'll get the second on Gavin Matouche. Fourth team foul. Free throws for Mitchell Hackey. First toss good. Seven first quarter points for Mitchell Hackey. That makes it 21-8, Modern Day with the lead. They've led the entire way here in the opening quarter. Second free throw for Hackey is good. He has eight first quarter points. Full court pressure now, but Modern Day going to fall back more into their half court man-to-man now as Tekin comes into the front court. Jace Tekin cut off, leaves it for Vogel. Drake triggers a deep three, got it. Pure for Drake Vogel. A few feet behind the line there, didn't matter. Drake's got unlimited range, 22-11. Modern Day with the lead. Hackey for the answer. No. And the rebound down to Drake Vogel. Here comes Drake across the timeline. Vogel with the left-hand bounce leads into the corner for Brock Bellever. Down to Andre Nick off the window. It's good. 3 points for Andre. 10 seconds for the quarter. 22-13. Modern Day with the lead and the ball. Shadig on the left wing with five. Drives the baseline with three. Got to the rim. Off the window. It's good. Jacob Shadig, eight first quarter points. And that is the opening 8 minutes. After one quarter, Breeze Modern Day leads Hillsborough 24-13. We'll come back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Hillsborough gets the basketball to start the second quarter. Modern Day leading 24-13. Vogel, Bellever, Smale, Andre, and Tekin on the floor for Hillsborough. Drake will rise from the baseline, no, from 12, and the rebound down to Modern Day. Nice lead pass from Goble to Lupker. It's good. Carson Lupker's first bucket makes it 26-13. Here comes Tekin, leaves it off for Bellever. Into the hands of Andre. Nick Andre spinning. Nice spin move. Caught in the air. Dumps down to Bellever, and he has nowhere to go and throws it away. Andre got caught in the mid-air right there. Left it off for Bellever. He was trapped on the baseline underneath the hoop, and as he threw it out, there was no one home, and it went out of bounds all the way out at midcourt. Eighth turnover on Hillsborough. Shadig across the timeline. Leaves it left side of the wing for Tanner Gertis. Back to Shadig. He wants the three. Got it. Jacob Shadig has 11 points. His second triple of the ball game. 29-13. Modern Day with the lead. Hillsborough has the ball. Here's Bellever on the wing. Leaves it off for Tekin. Jace at the right elbow. Bellever wants the three. Can't get it to go. Rebound down to Modern Day. And Shadig. He will push. Lead pass. Oh, what a pass. Reverse layup is good for Lupker. Wow. Shadig just threaded the needle three-quarters of the court right down the seam on target to Lupker. 6:47 for the first half. Hillsborough needs a timeout. Modern Day leads 31-13. Back to the pit in Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at the pit in Gillespie following the timeout. The Toppers have it into the front court. Vogel. And that pass is tipped and stolen. There's a dunk, a two-handed flush for Caleb Zuerlein. Woo! He put that down with some authority. Here's Andre for three, rimmed it out, no good. Rebound down to Modern Day. Into the hands of Lupker. Lob for Zuerlein, couldn't catch it cleanly. Leaves it on the baseline, and it's rattled down by Grant Goble. Woo! They were going for back-to-back stuffs. That would have been a one-handed lob. 35-13, Modern Day, 6 minutes for the first half. Here's Tekin. Jace Tekin on the bounce, out between the circles. Bad pass stolen by Caleb Zuerlein. Dumps it off right side, layup good for Ben Kasson. And Joe Vanzo needs another timeout. 5:45 for the first half, Modern Day 37, Hillsborough 13. Back to the pit in Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. Following the Topper timeout, they had the basketball with Andre. Cross-court pass to Vogel. Off to Matush at the free throw line, cut off. Back to Vogel. Bad pass stolen by Goble. He will go up and down for the easy deuce. Four for Grant Goble. 39-13, Modern Day. Well, they have turned it on here in the second quarter especially. Here's Andre crossing over. Another bad pass stolen by Goble. He's going to have another run out, another layup for Goble. He has six, and Joe Vanza wants another timeout. That might be his last of the half. Five, or last of the game. 5:09 for the first half. 41-13, Modern Day with the lead. We're back to Hillsborough following these messages. Following another Topper timeout, Hillsborough has it with Jay Steakin being hounded by the Modern Day pressure. Here's Matush, leaves it off for Vogel. Drake Vogel, dribble handoff with Tekin. 4:45 for the first half. Here's Teak, left side of the key. Leaves it off for Matush in the left corner. Gavin Matush drives baseline, forced out and turned over. Number 13 of the half. Here comes Modern Day with Napovanis. Leaves it for Zuerlein. On the baseline and fouled is Ben Kasson. Kasson will get two free throws at the 4:29 mark of the first half. Kasson tonight, 2 points off the Modern Day bench. The foul on Tekin, his second. Ben Kasson, 6'2 senior. First toss is short. Breeze Central and Carthenville coming up next here at Gillespie. That'll be the third broadcast of our quadruple header here tonight. We'll have live coverage from Macon Meridian next with Nokomis and host Meridian. Second free throw short for Kasson. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Zuerlein. He has it in the left corner. Skip pass. Here's a three for Goble. Way too strong. And the rebound down to McCammack. He lost it out of bounds, but then Modern Days can't stay in bounds, as that was Zuerlein who went sliding out of play there. Boy, he had a thunderous dunk earlier in this quarter. It might be a 2A regional, but that was a 3A dunk that he put home. Of course, some might say that's where Modern Day should be, in a regional next week. But here they are right now. Here's a three. Andre, back rim to two strong. Rebound down to Kasson. Into the hands of Napovanis. Napovanis into the heart of the lane. Leaves it right side of the key now for Hackey. Back into the hands of Napovanis. Halfway through the second quarter. Zuerlein into the triple threat position on the left wing. Bounce pass. Nice pass. Kasson left hand. Missed it way too strong. And the rebound down to Gavin Matush. Here comes Gavin. Working on Zuerlein. Gets past him on the baseline. Leads for Andre. 18-footer. No. And the rebound down to Modern Day and Zach Napovanis. Here's Napovanis. Shedding Vogel at midcourt. Leaves it for Goble in the left corner. Goble drives baseline. Stripped. Stolen. Picked up there by Matush. Here comes Gavin. Working on Zuerlein. Goes right at Zuerlein. Rejected off the backboard by Zuerlein. Picked up off the floor by Hackey. Here comes Modern Day. Goes behind the back. Gets away from Vogel. Looking on the baseline for Kasson, tipped by Andre, but he can't save it, and it'll stay with Modern Day. 3:08 for the first half. 41-13, Breeze Modern Day. Hillsborough's yet to score in the quarter. Kasson out. Shadig back on the floor for Modern Day. They lob into Hackey. Return pass to the inbounder, Goble. Right back to Hackey. Back door, Goble. Missed it a little bit short. Rebound comes out to Vogel, and he has it there. Drake Vogel across the timeline. At the top of the key, cut off. Checked there by Zerline. Into the hands of Nick Andre. Here comes Andre. Spinning middle, rises, can't get it to go. Rebound down to Zerline. Caleb Zerline brings it into the front court, leaves it off for Shadig. He attacks. Now they swing it. Left wing three for Napovanis. High off the rim, hits the guide wire. That goes out of play. It'll belong to Hillsborough. Jace Teakin back on the floor for the Toppers. He will replace Gavin Matouche. 2:34 first half. Modern Day had pressure early. They've called that off. Back into their half court man-to-man. Here's McCamick off to Teakin. Between the circles with Smale. Dylan Smale leaves it on the wing. Dangerous pass almost stolen by Napovanis. Found its way home to Nick Andre. Here's Andre. Leaves it on the right wing for Teakin. Jace to the foul line. Cut off there. Leaves it on the right wing for Dylan Smale. Smale's pass across the lane. Stolen. 14th Topper turnover unofficially. Here comes Napovanis. All the way to the rim. They're going to count it in the foul for Zach Napovanis. He has 6 points off the nice dribble drive there. With 2:03 to play in the first half, it's a 30-point Modern Day lead. I think Joe Vanzo has one timeout left, but he might have none. He called them in bunches in the first quarter and early here in the second. Free throw for Napovanis is good. He completes the old-fashioned three-point play. He has 7. And it's 44-13 Modern Day, 2 minutes first half. Vogel wants the three, missed it, and the rebound down to Zerline. We'll have the Shelter Insurance halftime show at the break here on WSMI. Zerline loses the handle, working on Andre, turns it over. Fifth turnover on Breeze Modern Day. Shadig was going hard for the initial steal, but McCamick threw him a little fake there, and Shadig went flying by. Looked like he had a nice slide into second. Here's Belliver on the left block. Leaves it for Andre. Nick Andre cut off. Back to Teakin. Jace drives baseline. Looked for McCamick. Got through his hands right to Vogel. Picked up there. Left hand layup. Good. 5 for Drake Vogel. 44-15. Breeze Modern Day with the lead. 80 seconds for the first half. Here's Goble. Down on the block with Hackey. He's bumped by McCamick and a foul. Bonus free throws for Breeze Modern Day. With a minute 18 to play in the first half. The foul on McCamick, his first. And it will send Mitchell Hackey to the free throw line, the 6'5 junior. 8 points all coming in the first quarter. Nice crowd in the gymnasium here tonight. Free throw for Hackey is good. 9 for Mitchell Hackey. Probably 3 quarters full, maybe a tick more. A lot of folks from Breeze made the trek over as Hackey puts home the second free throw as well. He has 10. Mentioned it earlier, but folks from Breeze Modern Day started rolling in. I looked at my phone, 4:42. The first night fans arrived here at the pit. Here's Andre on the attack. Tough left-handed layup. Can't get it to go. And the rebound down to Modern Day. They will push. Here's Zerline. Leaves it in the corner. Hackey, 4-3. Missed it a little bit short. McCamick fighting for the rebound. Saves it to Brock Belliver. Belliver lead pass to Teakin. Jace on the run. Layup, no. Vogel's follow won't go. And the rebound comes down on the baseline. Last touched by Modern Day. It'll be Hillsborough ball with 51.9 seconds for the first half. 46-15, Breeze Modern Day. Hillsborough beat Gillespie Monday night in the quarterfinals, 60-46, to get into this semifinal tonight. Here's Andre on the curl, rises from 12, no. Rebound tapped around, pulled down by Hackey for Modern Day. Here's Goble, gets to the rim, dumps it back for Zerline. Caleb Zerline into the hands of Napovanis. In the left corner now with Jadek. He drives baseline right at Belliver, missed it, but the follow is there for Hackey. He has a dozen. 48-15, Modern Day, 20 seconds for the first half. Here's Vogel. At the foul line, spinning, hangs, and hits. Nice move. Drake Vogel with a series of fakes and a fade. 13 seconds for the half. Can Hillsborough hold Modern Day under 50? Need a stop to do it. Here's Zerline. at the left elbow. Kicks. Goebel for three. Canned it. Grant Goebel with nine, all in the second quarter. And Breeze Modern Day puts 51 on Hillsborough in the first half. After two quarters, Breeze Modern Day leading Hillsborough 51-17. It is time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WSMI. Modern Day leading 51-17, gets the basketball to start the second half. They run a backdoor lob to Zerline. It was almost a one-handed stuff. Can't complete that, but he does get the rebound and sticks it back in. Eight for Zerline. 53-17, Modern Day. Well, they are a talented group, no doubt about that. Here's Tekin on the attack. Rejected. That's going to be a goaltend, though, on Zerline. That ball was on the way down. His elbow was up by the rim. That youngster can get off the floor. Tekin has 5 points now. 7.5 minutes for the third quarter. Walking the ball into the front court, Shadig for Breeze Modern Day. Toppers have Vogel, Tekin, Andre, Smale, and Matouche on the floor. On the left wing with Grant Goebel. Top of the key now with Hackey. On the right wing into the hands of Napolvanis. Down to Hackey. Left corner with Goebel. Good ball movement. Three ball. Shadig, yes. Jacob Shadig has 14, and that is just a clinic on ball movement right there. Side to side, in and out, skip pass. Touch pass, wide open three. 56-19, Modern Day. Here's Vogel, leaves for Matouche at the free throw line. Nowhere for Gavin to go, spins middle. Good defense in there by Hackey. As Matouche gets the offensive rebound, Hackey got hurt on that play, so he wasn't even able to make an effort on that rebound. He's grabbing his midsection. And when Matouche missed the initial shot, Hackey was reaching down, grabbing his chest in pain. He's going to come off the floor. Actually, all the Knights are going to come off the floor. We got ourselves a hockey line change right now for Breeze Modern Day. Tyler Jasper's checked in, a 6'4 junior. Tanner Gerdes is back on the floor, 5'10 senior. Ben Kasten has returned, a 6'2 senior. Carson Lupker is on the floor, a 5'9 junior. And Cam Krecky, a 6'2 junior, is on the floor for Modern Day. Hackey being tended to over there by the Modern Day trainer. Here's a three, Lupker. Goodness gracious, yes, for Carson Lupker. He has 7, 59-21. Tekin passes the three, attacks the rim, lays it off the window and good for Jace Tekin. He has 7. Here comes Lupker. He's fouled by Smale. Doesn't matter who Modern Day brings off the bench. There's a certain level, and we won't get into the process of how that happens, but we all know how. Nice inbounds pass to Kasten off the window. It's good. 4 for Ben Kasten. 61-23 Modern Day. Here comes Vogel on the baseline. Cut off there. This sophomore group for Hillsborough, they could learn from this game tonight. They might be better for it moving forward. Andre on the attack, blocked by Kasten. In the corner, here's a 3 for Gerdes. Left that short. Rebound tipped around off of Modern Day. It'll belong to Hillsborough. But this sophomore group for the Toppers, a talented group, a pretty heralded group coming in to high school. And this is a game they will remember this heading into the offseason. This is the type of game that can motivate you. Maybe some hot July day you don't feel like getting your shots up. You think about this game, you'll go get those shots up. Here's Andre on the attack. Missed it, didn't use the window. Gets the offensive rebound. Follow won't go, never got squared up. And the rebound down to Lepker for Modern Day. They will push into the front court with Gerdes. Leaves it off for Lupker. Carson Lupker. Jarred loose there, turned over. Here comes Gavin Matouche. Long bounce pass too far in front of Andre, turned over by the Toppers. 5-11 for the third quarter. Brock Bellever will return for Hillsborough, replacing Andre. Boy, Nick Andre's had a real nice career for Hillsborough. Really, the only thing that slowed Nick up was injuries. Of course, he broke his wrist last year, had to miss the second half of the season. Here is a 3 for Gerdes. Left it a little short, but the long rebound goes out to Kasten at the free throw line. Here's another 3 teed up. That one is in and out for Lupker. Offensive rebound, Gerdes, deflected away by Matouche, picked up by Gavin off the floor. Right down the heart of the floor. Matouche, coast to coast. Left-hand layup, no, contested late by Ben Kasten. And then Matouche gets it back on the follow. Check that. Vogel gets it back on the follow. 9 for Drake Vogel. On the baseline, Kasson. He will leave it off for Lupker. Drives the baseline, lost the handle, and it's off of Modern Day out of bounds. 4:27 for the third quarter, 61-25 Modern Day with the lead. Stay tuned. Nokomis, Macon, Meridian live next here on FM 106. How far can the Skins take Steve Kimbrough in his final ride? Gary Boker has the call next here on WSMI. Tekin on the dribble drive, stripped and fouled on the way up. 2 free throws for Jace Tekin. And this will be the first free throw of the quarter for the Toppers. They shot just 2 in the first half. Tekin tonight has 7 points, knocked down a 3 in the first quarter. Foul shot is no good, rimmed out. 4 minutes, 16 seconds for the third quarter. All Modern Day here tonight. Outscored Hillsborough 27-4 in the second. Tekin gets the second free throw to go. He has 8, 61-26. Here is Lupker, top of the key. Modern Day with their second unit in right now. Kasson all alone left block. He didn't recognize it. Kicks it out. Top of the key 3, too strong that time for Krecky. Rebound down to Bellever. His outlet pass stolen by Krecky. Leaves it for Gertis. Lupker thought about the 3, passes on it, and drives, and he's fouled. You could hear that one up here. Smill got him right across the arm. Baseline out of bounds for Breeze Modern Day. Carthenville and Breeze Central coming up next here at the Pit. We'll have that broadcast about 9 o'clock this evening. Here is a 3 ball from Krecky, left corner, no. Offensive rebound, Gertis. He'll trigger the 3, left it short. Another offensive rebound, Modern Day. Gertis again, left wing, left that one short. Kasson had the rebound, lost it to McCamick. Outlet to Gavin Matouche. Here comes Matouche. Keeps the bounce alive. He stepped on the sideline. Are we going to get a block? Yep, we'll get a foul. He was pushed towards that sideline. So look at the foul on Modern Day. We'll go on Krecky, his first. And a timeout on the floor. 3:33 for the third quarter. Breeze Modern Day leading Hillsborough 61-26. We'll come back to the Pit in Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. Out of the timeout, Drake Vogel, a step back 3, left it short, and the rebound down to Modern Day and Gertis. He got the air brakes activated just in time there to avoid the travel. Down to Krecky, left block, missed it. Fights for the rebound, gets it back, kicks it out to Lupker. He'll fire for 3, can't get it to go, and the rebound belongs to Bellever. Lead pass for Vogel and a foul. Lupker went for the steal, but he was a half step behind and wound up colliding with Drake Vogel. 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Topper ball right in front of their own bench. Tekin will get it in to Nick Andre. Andre, top of the key, tries to cross over and a foul on Lupker. That's a tough whistle on Carson Lupker. He's kind of just rubbing his open hand right into his face. 2:56 for the third. Tekin gets it in to Drake Vogel. Out at the volleyball spike line, Vogel with the right hand bounce, being guarded there by Gertis. Vogel on the right wing with Andre. Nick Andre gets to the foul line. Tough shot, fading to his left, missed it. Rebound tapped by Bellever, but picked up by Modern Day and Tanner Gertis. Lead pass for Tyler Jasper goes out of bounds, and Modern Day will turn it over. 2:36 for the third. Substitution now for the Knights. Parker Johnson checks in, a 6'2 junior. And also on the floor, Alden Moss, a 6'3 junior for Modern Day. Drake Vogel into the front court, between his legs at the timeline, off to Andre. Into the hands of McCamick. Back to Andre. Nick muscles it up, rimmed it out, no good. Rebound down to Parker Johnson. Into the hands of Lupker. Kicks it out. Here's Gertis. Passes on the 3. Top of the key it goes to Johnson. On the right wing, Lupker. He'll take the 3. Finally, and he knocks it down. He was so wide open. He hesitated, thought about it, bounced it once, shot it, and put it home. 64-26. Usually, when you think about it that much, it doesn't end well. Tekin from the left elbow, no, too strong. Rebound to Modern Day and Alden Moss. Inside of 2 for the third quarter. Here's a 3, right wing, too strong that time from Jasper. Offensive rebound tracked down in the left corner by Gertis. He leaves it off for Lupker. Underhand shovel to Moss. Reverse layup, no. Alden gets it back, and he's fouled on the way up. Two free throws for Alden Moss, the 6'3 junior. 100 seconds for the third quarter. It will send the 6'3 junior, Alden Moss, to the free throw line. Moss looking for his first point of the ball game. Lines up the toss and rattles it home. First point for Alden Moss, makes it 65-26 modern day. Hillsborough had 13 points after the first quarter. They've scored 13 total since that point. Second free throw for Alden Moss. Nope. Rimmed out. Rebound down to Matouche. He leaves it off for Nick Andre. Here comes Andre crossing over. Gets to the front of the rim. Lays it up and in. Nick Andre has 5 points. Here's Lupker coming into the front court. He's right down the seam. Layup with the left hand way too strong. And the rebound down to Smale. Dylan wants the push. Here comes Smale. Bounce pass, Andre, layup good. 7 for Andre, 65-30 modern day, 70 seconds for the third quarter. Out front with Parker Johnson. Leaves it off for Gertis, back to Johnson. On the left wing with Jasper. Right side of the key into the hands of Moss. Leaves it off for Lupker. Turns the corner, no look pass down neath to Jasper. Bounce pass across the lane to Moss. He can't get it to go. Rebound to Andre. Lead pass, Vogel. Drake will rise from 7, left it way short, and the rebound down to modern day. 43 seconds for the third quarter. Nokomis, Macon, Meridian coming up next live here on WSMI FM 106. Here's Johnson, 4-3. Yes, Parker Johnson knocks down the 3 off the left wing, his first bucket. 68-30, modern day. Clock running, 25 seconds for the third quarter. Here is Dylan Smale, left side of the key. Leaves it off for Matouche. Gavin Matouche into the triple threat. Fades off the baseline and knocks it down. Gavin Matouche, tough shot there. He has 8, 10 seconds for the quarter. Here's a 3 for Jasper. Why not? Tyler Jasper buries the triple. 3 seconds for the quarter. Vogel to midcourt. Will he get it off? Yes. Good. If it goes, it will not. After 3, it is Breeze Modern Day 71. Hillsborough 32. We'll come back with the fourth quarter following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at the pit in Gillespie. 71-32, all Breeze Modern Day. The clock will run here in the fourth quarter. We'll be getting out to Macon Meridian for the Nokomis semifinal against Meridian in just a matter of moments here on FM 106 with live coverage with the Bokers. I assume both Bokers are back tonight. We'll either have one Boker or two. There's a foul away from the ball. They'll get it on. Let's see. Parker Johnson. I'm going to guess we're going to have two Bokers tonight. That is what I'm going with. The over-under on the number of Bokers tonight is at 1.5. 7:25 for the ball game. Tekin and McCamick will check back in for Hillsborough. Smale and Matouche will take a seat. Of course, then we'll have the Carlton Deville Breeze Central broadcast about 9. The Lincolnwood Bunker Hill broadcast about 10:30 here on FM 106. And then Friday, championship night, TBD. Andre on the spin, draws the foul, and he'll have free throws. This was a weird regional, and really I shouldn't say it's a weird regional because it's kind of a standard regional in the subsectional era, but you have a bulk of the regional from one area, and in this case, one conference, and then two outliers, and in this case, both from Bree. So it just made for a strange setup as the free throw for Andre is good. 8 now for Nick Andre, but there's a good chance that the championship game here in Macoupin County is going to be Breeze Central versus Breeze Modern Day. The schools, which are what, 2 or 3 miles apart, will have to drive 1.5 hours to get here. 9 points for Andre. He gets both tosses, 71-34. The 3-ball from Johnson, no good. Offensive rebound comes right to Moss. He lays it up and in. Alden Moss has his first field goal. 3 points now for Moss. 73-34. 3-ball buried by Drake Vogel. Tell you what, the sky is the limit for this young man. He's got the talent, just a matter of putting it all together. And boy, there's always big growth between the sophomore and the junior season, especially when you play the type of minutes Drake has this year. Three ball, no good. Andre up high for the rebound for the Toppers. Too bad Nick Andre is not a junior. He attacks, count it, and the foul for Nick Andre. He's got 11. 5.5 minutes for this regional semifinal. ...73-39. And this is where the running clock really gets away from you when you're at the free throw line and there's substitutions. 5:15 for the ball game. Andre back to the free throw line. Toss is good. Completes the old-fashioned three-point play. ...5 minutes for the ball game. 73-40, Mater Dei. It looks like just one Boker tonight at Macon. The other Boker is down in Paris watching Pena play. So senior tells me. Of course, Gary Boker Jr., longtime successful coach at Pena. He's heading over to Paris to see if the Panthers can get into a regional championship Friday night against T-Town. Boy, the Pena outfit this year, they are legit. Always talk about the draw, though. The draw is so important in postseason play, and when your regional draw includes the Topless, that's not a good draw. Free throw for McCamick is no good. Well, that was a tough break for Pena, but on the attack, that is a finger roll for Moss. He has five. But when we talked to Adam Metzger on Saturday, on Sports Saturday, he said, hey, we'll play anybody anywhere. We don't care. We'll accept the challenge and go from there. Three ball good for Brock Bellever. And that's the attitude you have to have. When you're a talented team, you don't shy away from anybody, because on any given night, you can get it done. Here is Johnson, no, rimmed out, and the rebound down to Andre. 3:50 for the ball game. Stay tuned. Live coverage from Macon Meridian coming up next here on WSMI. Andre attacks with the left hand, would not stay down. Here's Moss, lead pass into the front court for Jacob Patton. His shot blocked by Tekin, picked up there by Jace. He's got numbers if he hurries. Euro step, left hand finish, no, and the rebound down to Breeze Mater Dei. On the attack, count it, and the foul for Alden Moss. He has seven. Central A&M beat Windsor Stuschoss over at Macon, 61-33. So Central A&M into the championship game. Substitutions now for the Toppers. Brady Meyer will check in. Brady's a 5'8 junior. Also on the floor, Bryce Connor, a 5'9 sophomore. Will Christensen has checked in. Also on the floor, Ethan Blankenship, the 5'10 senior. Free throw is good for Alden Moss. He has eight. Into the hands of Ethan Lentz, who's also on the floor, the 5'7 sophomore. He will leave it back for Christensen. Christian on the attack, leaves it for Lentz. Back to Bryce Connor now. Connor on the right wing, leaves it for Christian. Back left wing with Blankenship. 2:20 for the ball game. 78-43, Mater Dei. Here's Christian on the right wing. Crossing over, gets to the rim, bumped and fouled. He'll have free throws. They'll get Moss on the foul. Scores tomorrow, of course, 7:30. Spotlight on sports here on FM 106. And you can always check out the scoreboard on WSMIRadio.com. We got all of our area scores up there each morning for you. Free throw is good for Will Christian. And for Will Christian, his first point tonight. Second free throw is good. Christian gets the pair. And the freshman into the scorebook here in this regional semifinal. On the attack, Moss missed it. Rebound underneath, saved by Landon Albers. Got it off to Cam Krecki. Now he's going to be tied up down there by a pair of Toppers with a minute 15 to play in the ball game. Nokomis and Macon Meridian coming up next. And that will be live coverage from Macon. Here's Krecki. Out near midcourt it goes to Parker Johnson. Into the hands of Patton. All the way to the rim, lays it up and in. First bucket of the night for Jacob Patton. 50 seconds for the ball game. 80-45, Breeze Modern Day. They will be into the regional championship Friday night here at the Pit in Gillespie. And that is going to be a tough, tough ticket to get. I want to get here on Thursday. Three ball banked in off the wing from Ethan Blankenship. Thank you very much. Half a minute for the ball game. 80-51, Modern Day. Bouncing out near midcourt, that is Jacob Hatton with 17. The scoreboard, I might have been obscured by the basketball pull. It's now 80-48. 8 seconds and five on the dribble, Patton. The Breeze Modern Day Knights will defeat the Hillsboro Hilltoppers by the final of 80-48, and it'll be Modern Day in the championship on Friday night. They will now await their opponent. It'll either be their rivals from Breeze, the Central Cougars, or the Cavaliers of Carthageville. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, wrap it up with Hillsboro and Modern Day, then get you off to Macon Meridian for Nokomis and Meridian, all coming up live here on WQSMI-FM 106.